السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay. Raising doubts about Islam. That's the general topic. And today's subject is going to be Islam oppresses women. Like, Islam is against women. Islam oppresses women. Islam requires women to wear hijab, blah, blah, blah. Islam is against women. Now, first of all, let's get to understand here the human nature of women. The human nature of women, that women have two parts, or like two sides. One is the personality, and the other one is the
feminine part.
You mean
the
physical appearance?
Yes. Oh. Like the contours of the body. Like to be called beautiful, or like these words that they use in the media, the S word.
What's the S word, stupid?
It's in first grade.
No.
Hania is going to say the word.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she got it.
Well, okay, you got it. So now, Islam does not cover. First of all, Islam recognizes that the product of a woman. What's the product of a woman? Typically.
What do you mean, product of a woman?
Like
children.
What? Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Honorable, like children, human beings. Human beings are being produced by mothers. Who deliver them and raise them. So the product of women, or the product of a woman, is that a human being. Okay, compared to the product of a man, what is the product of the man? Let's say a contractor who built bridges. So what is his product?
Women can do that too.
Build bridges. No, we're talking about the Islam, Islamic way. We're not talking about the Western way. We're talking about the Islamic way, huh?
He helps to support the family?
Yes, but the final product is going to be what? It's going to be a bridge. It's going to be a building. It's going to be something that's not alive. Okay? So, here's the product name. So which one is more honorable? To produce a human being or to produce a bridge?
Both. I mean, come on. Like,
Which one is more important?
Is human being.
Human being, that's right.
Women are amazing.
So the women, the job of a woman, this is why the poetrist Ahmad Shawqi used to say that if you raise good women, then you will have an incredible generation. Okay? Because this is the values of the mother is transferred to her children. Now, so which one gives more honorable product? It is the woman. Now, women, the nature of women that they have two sides. One is the feminine part, and the other one is the talent, which is professional part, right? The feminine part is about women being attractive, or they call it, let's call the S-E-X-Y word, let's call it chemistry. Okay? So they said the feminine part is regarding the woman showing, the woman have chemistry. Okay? So now that is the one that is having chemistry. That is the one that Islam wants to hide. So the job of the hijab is not to hide the talent. It's not to hide the talent. the guys in the media, they say, hey, you know, they say, hey, Islam covers the brain of women. Covers the way the brain of women. Does that make sense? Does it cover the brain of women? Or does it cover the feminine part or the feminine aspect?
You have a bad day.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You know how some women have short hair? Like, so, I remember reading once that women don't have to wear a dress if their hair is really short, but how short is it? It's like...
That's crap. That's crap.
This?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know about that. Even if they don't, they still need to wear a hat. So, anyway, back into what we're saying, that the chemistry part or the feminine part, okay? Now, when you don't wear hijab, then you're propagating unethical temptations with your clothing. Okay? If you're wearing a short and what is that thing that you wear? Tank top? Something like that. If you wear those and you go running, okay, or like moving or meeting people, then people will see something that turns on their chemistry. Okay? And then you will be spreading. You will be spreading unethical temptations. Unethical temptations with your clothing. And then when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to be in trouble. So basically, the shaitan, when the woman goes out, you know, not dressed appropriately, the shaitan uses that to create chemistry in the hearts of men. Now, the other part is the feminine part. I'm sorry, this feminine part is private in Islam. It's not for public display. Is it for public display? No. It's private. Private to who? Private to the husband.
Oh.
Yeah. So, private to the husband and to family life. The husband is the one that is entitled to enjoy this, to look at and enjoy this feminine part in a family, because this bonds the family. Okay? And this brings children.
Chemical bond.
Yeah, chemical bonds and and bring children. But Islam prohibits the use of the feminine part or the use of chemistry to do business.
What do you mean business?
You cannot.
Or
modeling, like those models.
Using it to get stuff. Oh, you're
I'm having a picture of that.
No picture.
So,
take pictures.
So, usually,
you're funny.
Would Islam allow an ad, commercial ad, where a very pretty woman and very chemistry woman then saying, oh, iPhone is so nice. Why don't you buy an iPhone?
Oh, that. Okay. Exactly. I have a question, though. Huh? So, sometimes they, like, when they want to sell, like, hijabs or, like, abayas and stuff, they have, like, Muslim models, like, wear them, and they're, like, modeling for, like, it looks like. Is that, like, okay? Because, like...
Look for women. Like,
yeah, like clothes, like, the abayas.
You can wear whatever you want to wear.
No, but, like, on TV, they, like, buy your commercial.
No. Men...
No, like...
If men are not going to see you, then you can do the awrah for a woman and a woman. It's going to be from here to here and the chest, this part. This is awrah. Awrah means like something that you should cover in front of other women. So you can do model for other women. That is perfectly fine. And then men, they shouldn't put their nose into it. They shouldn't be looking at it. So, Islam prohibits the use of feminine part, use chemistry, and use chemistry into into doing business. I remember a story about my wife when she was when she first came to the United States and she didn't have a job. She was looking for a job. So she went to that job recruiting thing. There's that job recruiting office where they help you recruit.
HR.
Yes,
move it, please.
No, actually, recruiter. Recruiting house. So when she entered with hijab, the guy was very disappointed. Over the phone, the guy was excited. Yeah, we can do this and do that and blah. So when she showed up with hijab, he became disappointed. And he said that, well, if you want to get a job really, you need to wear short skirt, you need to go show your hair and get a nice hairdresser, get a nice shirt showing your contours, the contours of your body, okay? And then this way you get a job. Otherwise, why would an employer be interested in you as a woman? And women usually have more excuses than men. Like, they go through their monthly period and they get pregnant and all of these weaknesses. Also, when they go through their monthly period, it's not medically, and you can verify that by asking Chef Google. I call him Chef Google because it brings you any AI.
I'm gonna call up Google
right now. There's no Google song.
So you can ask Chef
it
Google.
Is?
There's Google song.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
You can ask Chef Google about that. That during the monthly period, women are tired and they are bleeding and they are unable to focus on work. So usually these weaknesses, the employer wants a man. Why? Because the man is strong, the man does not get what women get, does not go on a vacation for whatever. I'm a civil engineer. I have PhD in civil engineering. And I taught civil engineering. Now, during college, the class was like 500 boys and 10 girls, or 15 girls.
Actually, my 8th grade class is like that.
There's 510 people?
But no, like, in general, there are more guys than girls. I think that's just something.
Yeah, that's, like, it's 49% boys, 51% girls. So, and in nursing, all of them are girls, except one of them. So there was only one boy in nursing. And he wasn't straight. I think he was, according to my wife,
homosexual.
So that's a funny thing. Now, you can see naturally, it's a nature of women and nature of men. Okay? I've worked in offices where there is no single female engineer. And I've taught at universities, for example, California State University, Fresno, when I was teaching, there's no single female professor, not even one female professor. So this is what I'm trying to point out here, is that why would the employer want to hire a woman? Not to mention wearing a scarf. So my wife said, no, I want the employer to hire me because of my talent. So she said like this. She brought her hands like this and she said, I wear the hijab to tell you, look at my talent. Here. Here is what you need to look at, my talent. All right? I'm professional side. Don't look here, don't look here, don't look elsewhere. This is none of your business. What you should be focusing on is this thing. Okay? Face, talent. Okay? If you and many... The guy was trying to tell my wife that the employer will employ you because of your chemistry. Attractive chemistry. Okay? And then my wife refused that. She said, no. No, I am not going to accept that. So, now, we see people in commercials, for example. In the middle of the freeway, there's a big sign and there is a bulldozer ad. And inside the bulldozer, there's a very beautiful woman who is almost undressed, almost, like almost just wearing about bikini or something like that. And then she says, buy our bulldozers. And then I asked one of my friends, I said, well, okay, here's the problem. What's the relationship between the girl and bulldozer? Bulldozer is used for construction. Tough guys use bulldozers. Why are you bringing a woman on it? He says, what's the message? He says that the message is simple, is that you buy the bulldozer, you get the girl for free. Yeah, of course, he was joking. He was joking. But, you know, that's what it is exactly, is that they try to do commercials. They try to, you know, promote their products using the chemistry. Now, Islam hides the chemistry. How?
Hijab.
Exactly. So the job of hijab is to cover the feminine part, the part that causes chemistry, right? Or is it to cover the brain and make the woman unable to think?
Kind of pushes away the emotions of other people.
Exactly, mashallah. When you wear the hijab, it's very unlikely that some lay boy will approach you. Because if a boy is looking for dating, why would he come to a girl that is wearing hijab? So if a boy approaches you, then most likely he's approaching you while you're wearing hijab. He's approaching you for decent business, like a project, like a homework, like a question about exam, things like that.
Why? Like, see, for personality. Like, as in, if a guy's, like, looking for a girlfriend, if he likes you, like, have you, like, talked to you before, he likes you for like, personality and not, like, chemistry.
Well, how likely is that, really, Sabrina? Well, not for you. I'm not saying you have.
I'm just considering.
Because I was thinking about it.
No, because I was like, why else are you approaching? Okay.
So you get the point. Okay. So now there is a situation that I've seen with my own eyes on television, that there was this reporter, television reporter. She was really cute, and she has a lot of chemistry. And she won an award. She won an award because she's a very good reporter. So her co-workers, the male co-workers, they got very jealous. So they wanted to put her down in a smart way. Okay? That they want to say she's not better than us in a smart way. So what did they do? They said, okay. They went out on television and said, she won the award. She's smart, she's clever, she's professional, and she is S-E-X-Y. She has chemistry, in other words. She was extremely offended. Why? Because they are trying to say that she got something that we don't have, which is chemistry. And this is why she won the award. Not because she's better than us. It's because she got chemistry.
Huh? But I don't get it. Men could look good as well, too. I mean, not like a woman, but
yeah.
Men are attracted to all their full masculinity, so
it is
a matter of charm, then it could vary. Depends on if there's more men or women population,
Right, but usually the emphasis in men is not the beauty. Like, for example, men clothes are all decent. Women clothes, you know, are always showing.
Now, why? Why is that only for
women? So the.
Are you serious? It looks so comfy.
Well, you can find decent girls'
clothes. My daughter Sarah, she was playing water polo, and she was playing swimming in the sport, and she was doing that fully clothed with the hijab swimming suit. And then she's fine. And the parents respected her. When she graduated, we were living in Los Gatos at that time, when she graduated from a middle school, the whole entire class wearing unbelievable dresses, showing like every part, almost every part of their body. And then my daughter is standing there with her hijab, like a shining lamp. Like, And then other people were really impressed, and they walked to us, and they congratulated her and congratulated us, and they said, "We admire you. We admire you. We really admire you." So now,
you I know, because like once I went to San Francisco at like the Veronica Gate, I was wearing my hijab, and this lady came up to me. She's like, "You're so beautiful. Can I have a picture with you?" And I was, yeah, so I got a picture with her in the bathroom.
So now also use of chemistry in the workplace is very unfair. Like my wife is telling me where she works, there are two women. One, she has PhD and she's very smart and talented, very smart scientist. And the other one, but she doesn't have chemistry. She doesn't have chemistry. Allah created her with no chemistry. Okay, almost no chemistry.
Sorry.
No, okay. The other one, the other
you
one,
you okay?
She was like mediocre. She was not good at all. Professionally, she was not good. She was kind of mediocre. And then, guess what happened? The manager is a guy. Okay? So the manager promoted the one with chemistry over the one without chemistry. Even though the one with chemistry has less experience and less education and less talent. Why is that? Because she got the chemistry. She turns on his chemistry, so he favors her. And this is absolutely forbidden in Islam. And that's why covering the feminine part, hiding the contours of the body, is so important in Islam. Now, the second case is about Islam does not allow women to be leaders. And this one, the first one I heard this from, there was in the where my Sara's middle school, it's a history teacher, he just said something related to that.
Oh, before we start, can we take pictures?
Yeah. He said things related to that. This is very organized and very nice work. Just a second. So, the second point they raise concern about is that they say women cannot be leaders in Islam. Like, you can't be a president, you can't be a leader.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This guy was mean. So, I don't use sarcasm except with mean guys, jerks. So, that guy was a jerk. Wasn't polite guy. Usually, polite guys, I don't use sarcasm with them. And you should do the same thing. Don't use sarcasm unless the person in front of you is mean and a jerk. But if you're talking to a decent person, don't use sarcasm. So this guy was mean. So I decided to use sarcasm with him. So I told him, "Did you hear about Benazir Bhutto?" He said, "Uh-huh." It's like he was shocked. And I said, "Yeah, I know about her. She was the prime minister of Pakistan." He said, "Good. Do you know about Sheikh Hasina?" I said, "Huh? Oh, yeah, I know her. She's the prime minister of Bangladesh." I said, "Okay, name the first female American president." He's like, "Huh?"
I get it.
You know how to write Benazir Bhutto and Sheikh Hasina? Here's the spelling of Benazir Bhutto, and here's the spelling of Sheikh Hasina.
Wait, can I see Benazir?
Go ahead.
Okay.
the person.
Is it spelled right now?
Yeah. S-H-E-I-K.
Okay. Then I told them, you guys keep talking about the slam negatively. And you don't look to yourselves. Islam is ahead of you. We have women presidents. We have women prime ministers. And you know who rules in these countries? The prime minister. There are countries where the prime minister rules, and there are other countries where the president rules. You know about that? Like, for example, in England.
England!
Yes. The queen, what does the queen do? The queen owns, but not rules. Because monarchy is a bad way of running a government, so they made it that the queen owns but not rules. Guess who rules the country? The prime minister. Yeah. So the prime minister is the president. This is the one who runs the country in Pakistan, at times in Azerbaijan, in Pakistan and in Bangladesh. So who's from Bangladesh?
Mashia is, but she's not here.
Okay. So she will tell you about Sheikh Hasina.
And I believe...
Huh?
Yeah. I believe that she's still in power. I know Benazir Bhutto is gone, but Sheikh Hasina is still in power. Okay.
Indonesia.
Now, remember when Taliban was in power in Afghanistan? And they were sort of forcing every woman to put a face veil, which is burqa. This is what the Western media was saying. The truth is, happened, the truth showed up when Taliban went out of power. Women are still wearing face veil, something that covers their face. It's not required in Islam, but some culture do that. Like Saudi Arabia, like Taliban, like Yemenis, they do culturally require the face veil as a culture, not as a religion. But anyway, so they were still wearing the face veil, even when Taliban was thrown out of power. And these women were quote-unquote free to wear whatever they want. So it means that they are believing. They believe that this is the expectation of Allah from them. It's not that Taliban was oppressing them. No. This is shows that they believe that this is the expectation of Allah from them. And this is why they continued to wear the hijab. This is unfortunately an argument that is not said by the media. So they're using the chemistry of an element . Now, did I tell you about that reporter that they said she wanted to report it because...
Yeah.
Now, what happened to this reporter? She got so mad at them. And she really, really, became so mad. And then they came back on television and said, why is she mad? She is S-E-X-Y. She has the chemistry. Why is she mad? So they were playing stupid. Okay, because she was telling them, the reason I got the award is not because of my chemistry.
It's because of my talent and hard work. Another thing.
The pictures of Maryam, peace be upon him, the mother of Jesus. The picture of Maryam. She was wearing what?
Veil.
How about the nuns?
Veil.
So that tells you that the veil is a tradition for every prophet, including Prophet Jesus, that made them require women to wear, like the hijab, not the face of the veil, the hijab part. So, if you want to go and meet the, what's his name, the Pope, if you want to go and meet the Pope, what happens? Yes. Can you go without wearing a head cover? Can you go without wearing like these clothes, short skirt or whatever? Or open arm, open chest or whatever? No. They won't let you. In order to meet the Pope, you need to what? You need to basically wear a hijab, whether you are whatever you are, from whatever religion. They require you.
The
Catholic.
Like
the
priest?
The highest priest in Catholicism. So it's called Pope. And bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
the word bye-bye came from Pope. Because they want to say, may the Pope protect you, may the Pope protect you. So it's like, Bob, Bob. So it was like this. Bob, Bob. And then becomes bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay?
I say the bye.
That is weird.
Sometimes called the popo. It's funny, but I'm just curious. Why? No, it's popo the police, you know, popo? Yeah, the popo.
I will call the popo.
Like, call the popo.
Now.
Popo.
Now, when girls are going through high school and college, the culture gives them a message that your value is in your look, physical appearance. You better look really good because that is your value. They don't tell her that the value is your talent only. They tell her that the physical appearance is part of your talent. Is that right? Yes, but it's not correct because the talent of women does not depend on the physical appearance in Islam and should not depend on physical appearance anywhere else. Now, let's answer the question. Let's answer the question of where is the evidence of hijab in the Quran? Does Quran really require girls or women to wear hijab? Girls after puberty to wear hijab?
It's like the sixth time.
Huh?
Four.
You're talking about what?
I burped.
Okay. So.
Wait, Hannah, can you go back?
Sorry.
So basically, what happens is that in the Quran, in ayah, the Quran in ayah, I'll get you the ayah number.
Right, like I
already
there's two pages.
In ayah 24:31, Allah tells Muslim women, ayah 24:31, which is Surah An-Nur, Allah tells Muslim women that they have to wear their scarves except in front of
24:31?
Yes, 24:31. They have to wear scarves except... Does anybody have an English translation Quran?
I do. Is that home?
Okay. So...
You just asked if you have it.
So anyway, the verse says that you cannot show your beauty, you cannot show your chemistry, except to 10, 11 kinds of people. Your husbands, your father's husband... your brother, your brother's children, your sister's children, your brother's children, your sister's children, your husband's parents, father. We said that they identify about almost like if I remember correctly, it is about 11 kinds of people, 11 relatives, that you don't have to wear hijab in front of them. Okay? Now, in this ayah, Allah used the word khimar. The word khimar. And then Allah asked women believers to wear a khimar that is long enough to cover the chest area. Some women in the past...
Is that why, like, Allah, he said, like, the women should have long hair, so, like, when they...
No, long khimar.
No, I know, but he also said to have, like, long hair, so when, like, they bury you in your grave, you can, like, cover your chest.
They want... No. Allah wanted a khimar long enough to cover the chest area. Do you see this V right here? This V? It's used to... Women used to wear hijab, and this area is shown. So basically, they want allowance hijab, long hijab, refused. Covers all the way to the covers the deep.
So Allah wants khimar, and Allah stated khimar because khimar is a perfectly understandable English Arabic language
that means cover of the hair. You know, it's Arabic language that didn't change. The meaning of this word did not change from the past to today. Except that when this ayah was revealed, now, khimars that don't cover the chest area are not technically considered to be khimar. This is like deficient khimar. So the khimar has to go down here to cover. You're covering here, you're covering. This V area is covered. The next ayah that talks about hijab is the ayah 2460. Ayah 2460 in Surah An-Nur talks about which kind of ladies that can take off their hijab. Guess what the ayah says?
Nobody.
No, the ayah gave...
Old women?
Yes, exactly. He said old women who are not good for marriage. Like they have passed the age of marriage. They are so old. Old women that are so old, they passed the age of marriage. Okay. They are allowed to take off their hijab with a condition, which is not to decorate themselves. Not to show any kind of decoration. Like, not to wear those fancy earrings and use makeup and make her hair in a fancy way. So Allah said, yes, she can take off your hijab, yes, but without showing any decoration, without decorating her face or her hair. So she can just show her hair just naturally, of course, combed and everything, well done. And no makeup, no of these things.
Legible?
This ayah is 24:16. Yeah, that's right. Then Allah says at the end of the ayah something amazing. Allah says at the end of the ayah, and it's better for them to keep the hijab. Even long old ladies, Allah said, it's better for them, but it's not mandatory. It's better for them to keep the hijab. They said, Allah rewards you more, and it's better for you. However, there is a permission if you want to take advantage of it, but make sure that you don't decorate yourself.
Now, the third ayah that talks about hijab is ayah...
1 year in the presence of Allah prohibited a man walking to a woman without hijab. Of course, with the exception of the relatives.
Who wrote so much?
Of the level kind of relatives.
Isn't that all they just consolidated English?
What? Yeah, that's excellent.
That now?
Ayah 3359 is the third ayah where Allah asked for hijab. Now this time Allah is telling the prophet to tell the women believers to wear jilbab. Allah used the word jilbab. You know what jilbab is?
No,
jilbab is, you guys are all wearing pants?
No, I wear pants.
I wear jeans.
Okay. Jilbab is a dress. It's a dress. It's a dress that starts from here all the way down. It's a dress. Yes. And it is loose. It does not tie it. It does not show the contours of the body. So anything equivalent to hijab is fine. Is equivalent, sorry, to jilbab is fine. As long as it does not show the contours of the body. Like if you wear pants, make sure that your shirt is long enough to cover this area.
Your butt?
No. Even under that. Even under that.
Really?
Yeah.
Down your knees? You guys all just wear a dress.
So perhaps she
has a...
Yes, she's long.
Cardigan.
And Hania,
okay?
By tying this, she complied with this rule.
Is this okay?
What?
Because you have the dress.
No,
oh, yeah.
That's small. But are you wearing more? She,
my
yeah,
dress?
She's wearing the dress. Yeah, she's wearing the dress.
But if you wear it so long, you can't move, right?
No, not so long.
I mean...
Like as long as you...
Like basically the
you know
same
what?
Thing you have right
you,
now.
You tied it, yeah.
So...
Hey, honey, your brother...
And it should be wide. It should be wide. This is if you wear pants.
You have to wear white?
No, wide.
Oh.
Not opposite to tight and stretch. So Allah is saying, I need, in this ayah, Allah is saying, I want a jilbab that is tall enough to cover all the way down. Why is that? Because believing women used to have, some of them used to have jilbab that shows part of the leg. The toes and part of the leg. In Islam, you're only allowed to show the foot. So can you show your feet in Islam? Yes. Above the feet? No. So Allah said, take long jilbab that covers all the way to the end to your foot, to your feet. Go ahead.
Is it okay if it's by the ankle bone?
Yeah.
Aren't you allowed? Because I was thinking... Yeah.
Ankle bone is approximately right. So, why? Because they used to wear things like this, for example. So, now Allah said, no, don't. Don't do that. So, and the reason Allah used the jilbab is because it's a perfectly understandable Arabic language that defines a dress. But now Allah wants that dress to be tall enough to cover all the way to the feet. All right.
Now, hijab is also a line of defense.
A line of defense against unlawful relationships. Like, is against what they call fornication. Against having unlawful relationships between men and women. It's a line of defense. How? Allah realizes that this desire, the chemistry desire, is so strong that if it starts to become very strong, it controls the human being. Men, whether he is a boy or a girl. So Islam made the line of defense far away from this, to defend against this relationship, to defend against fornication. Islam says, number one, there are three lines of defense. Number one, the shyness of the girl. The girl shyness should be a line of defense against engaging in unlawful relationship, having a boyfriend. The second thing is the second line of defense is the hijab, that girls cannot be in a place where boys are there without having hijab. Got it? And then the third line of defense is...
Men lowering their gaze.
Yeah, men lowering their gaze. How about the fourth line of defense is a man and a woman cannot be alone in one room, okay, without even if he's teaching her Quran.
What if I'm in the future? What if I'm in the kitchen with my dad? What if I'm in the kitchen with my dad? Oh, okay.
Wait, even if like
you're talking about dads?
Yeah.
You don't have to wear hijab in front of your dads.
Oh.
The verse. The verse.
Oh my god.
The verse. 24. The verse 24:31 excludes husbands, fathers, fathers, stepfathers, brothers, children of brothers, children of sisters.
12:06.
Yes, we are going to finish up by just mentioning this last line of defense. The last line of defense is we cannot be in a private place with a woman alone or with a girl alone. For you cannot be with a boy. It has to be a public place. It has to be a place where you don't expect privacy. Okay? So, if you expect privacy, no. And the Prophet said, no man can be alone with a woman even if he's teaching her Quran. Even if he's teaching her Quran, she cannot be, they cannot be alone in a place where privacy is expected. And this way, these lines of defense would protect against the adultery or the fornication.
What if you don't know somebody's in the room?
Hmm?
You go in and check.
Now, there are exceptions, by the way. If you're looking for marriage, if a man is looking for a wife, he is allowed to look. And, you know, like, look for something. Like, look for a wife. And this depends on his intention. Once he gets a wife, he cannot look anymore. And when he looks, he should not be looking at married women. He should look like, he should look at girls or that he's okay with marrying. Now, when somebody comes to your father wants to ask him for your hand, you're permitted to wear like not very strict hijab. It's like a much lighter hijab. Like what? Like you're permitted to wear something, you know, with tight. You can permit to put makeup and, you know, just like to look good.
When?
But with hijab, not without hijab. Okay? If this relationship evolves, then the more the relationship evolves, okay, the more you can take off of your hijab. Why is that? Islam wants men and women, he wants the brains to fit. The upper parts, the brains fit together. The lower parts are always fitting together. So there is no need to check the fitness. Like those women that says, I have to try my husband before. Well, no. Because what we want to make sure.
Wait, the words.
We want to make sure that the brains fit together. So that we don't end up with divorce and children and disaster. Okay? That's what is important. The brains. Not the lower parts. The lower parts are always fitting together. There's no way, that there's no doubt about that. We don't need to test that. Okay? So, liberal women say, no, we need to test it. No. In Islam, no, you don't need to test it. Why is that? Because once you start testing that, you might end up with the children. And then your brains might not fit together and you end up, getting rid of your children, or like divorce and children are lost. It's unfair to children. The last point I want to say is the point of the four lines of defense. So imagine this is the edge of cliff. Edge of cliff.
Cliff has two ups.
Yeah. And then these are lines of defense. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so these barriers protect men and women from falling into relationships. If you look at the American culture, for example, you can be alone, boys and girls can be alone, in a place where they expect privacy. They can swim together. She doesn't have to wear hijab. Her shyness are taken away. Then what happens is that all these lines of defense are gone. So by the time the relationship is well developed, the boys and girls will be at the edge of the cliff. They can't stop. They reach to a point where they cannot stop from themselves from having a relationship, from having unlawful, liberal relationship. So it's like this. This is the edge of the cliff, and you don't have any lines of defense, and you're running. You can't.
I don't like the squeaking noise.
You got it? You will. It is guaranteed. It is guaranteed. 95% of the cases, it's guaranteed that you will fall into the cliff. Fall from the edge of the cliff. Why? Because you can't stop. Okay? No. Not at here. Okay. You can stop yourself here. You can stop yourself here. You can stop yourself here. And this is why in our countries, Muslim countries, there's no girl that will give up herself. I mean, rarely would be a girl. You find a girl that gives up herself for free to men. It's like for free. It's like you buy the... why would you buy the cow? Why did you buy the cow if you can get the milk for free? You don't find any girl that would do that. Why? Because it's unfair to women. Why? Because who is the loser in a case of a liberal relationship? The girl is the loser. If she is aborted, the guy, he makes her pregnant and walks away to have another girlfriend. Now, she is pregnant. She has to have an abortion. Or she ends up being a single mother. Either abortion or single mother. Is that fair? No. And the guy is somewhere else with a new girlfriend. So the one who loses the most is the girl. So girls are not stupid to make guys take advantage of them. I'm talking about girls over there. Girls here, they don't care. So they keep going until they fall down. This number one is like the being alone in a private place. What's going to happen after that? Can you stop? No. Got it? And this is why Allah said in the Quran, do not approach adultery. Do not approach fornication. He did not say, Allah never said, don't do it. Allah never said, just a second. Lina, just a second. Allah never said, don't do it.
You are so sorry.
Hello?
Sorry.
Allah never said, don't do it. Allah said what? Don't approach. Don't approach adultery or fornication. Don't approach it. You stay away from it. Behind these lines of defense.
Yeah,
all right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take a picture.
I want to take them myself. Did you stop the recording?
No. Just take pictures.
No, just hold on. Where's the recording? Yeah.